I was helping my sister with her draft mic, and she was like, who do I take next? And she like sent me a screenshot and stuff. She's like, I'm gonna get a receiver next. And I was like, Coleman. And she sends me a screenshot. She's like, he's rejected for 0 points, but I drafted him. And she drafted Tevin Coleman.
Oh no.
Everybody, and welcome back to the last off-season podcast of the Football Absurdity Podcast. My name is Jeff Crisco, and usually I ask my co-hosts Walker Kelly and Mike Valverde how they're doing, but I need to talk about how I'm feeling.
Oh.
How often can you enact change in the universe? Patreon subscribers will know last week I made an actionable threat on Sean Payton's life if he did not find a way to get Marvin Mims more touches. And today we find out the Broncos are trying to move on from Tim Patrick.
That's right.
I'm not saying that Sean Payton is a Patreon subscriber and he's afraid of my noogie of death, but I'm also not not saying that.
We have no way to know, and therefore it has to be left ambiguous.
Yeah, that's right. Sean Payton is a frequent Sunday live stream viewer, Deku. We'll find out. All right. Mike, how's your day going?
It's going all right. Just sort of been kicking it around today. Relaxing, not doing much. How about you? How was your day? I know you weren't kicking it around relaxing.
Me? No. We've had a Volvo on the lot for 2 months. And if those folks are listeners, I'm truly sorry. Car was ready to go today. It has been a nightmare. Car was ready to go today. My manager test drove it. I was in there for 20 minutes making sure all the features worked, every last one of them. And then they go to drive it off the lot and it won't start.
What?
And it has all these error codes on it.
Oh, snap.
So that's why I'm late getting on to the podcast, because I was like, oh, I can leave easy. You know, these folks are all good, blah, blah, blah. And then they're like, oh, we can't leave. And I was like, oh, mother F. So now I'm here. And I got, if you hear meowing in the background, that is our new cat, Stray, that a white woman saw on the street and could not help herself. So now we have another cat in the house, and it's Milo, and he's meowing and running around behind me. So, Walker, how are you?
Pretty good. Yeah, I just went to work today, and then I came home, and I've played video games, and now I'm podcasting. So,
yeah.
Pretty chill.
Dudes will hear about... Dudes will hear about that day and go, hell yeah.
That's right.
How was work?
A lady yelled fuck you at us.
Yeah. Oh, what were you doing?
I was just not giving her the answer she wanted.
Jeez.
I love it. Don't you love the public?
No.
So much fun.
The customer is mostly wrong.
You know that the customer is always right saying has to do the end of that sentence. It's the customer is always right in matters of taste, meaning if they want to wear a stupid ass hat, they can wear a stupid ass hat. You're not there to stop them. It doesn't mean they're always right. Always.
Right. That's exactly.
True. Yeah. So alrighty. So last season we invented, I think we decided to call it a mock draft. We invented mock drafting last off season. It's taken fantasy football by storm. Like, it's crazy that nobody's ever thought of this before. And this is our last off season episode, and it's going right into the big Labor Day draft weekend. So we're thinking we should do a mock draft. So that's what we're going to do today. Three wide receiver, two flex, no super flex, because, sorry, Mike, this will help more people. With the news today, I hope everybody's updated their rankings to put Marvin Mims at one, doo-doo shit poopster, newest, oldest wide receiver on the Chiefs number two. Chiefs. Sorry, I got distracted. The cat is now on the desk. I have a half-built Lego set up here and he is going to town.
What are you building?
It is a, oh my God, now he's on the computer. It is, get out of here, Milo. It is a Chinese knockoff of Ecto-1, the Ghostbusters car.
Sweet.
All right. So while I'm not, whenever I'm not on the mic, I will be sweeping Legos into this container so he does not knock them everywhere. Now he's attacking my hand. This will be very interesting. Okay. Milo is never allowed in the podcast room ever again. Okay. let's get started. We're going to start the draft. I'm picking third. Mike is picking seventh. I don't know why I wanted to say fifth again. I know how numbers work. Mike is picking seventh. Walker is picking at the turn. Walker putting themselves out of Amon-Ra St. Brown range. Bold strategy.
Well, I got him in the experts league, so I'm okay.
Oh, okay. Who's your quarter or who's your running back two in that league, Walker?
It's currently Chuba Hubbard.
Is that good?
Who's my running back one though?
JP Mason's backup.
The white boy. I got the white boy.
The white boy. No, it's Christian McCaffrey. So, okay. So let's get this party started. So team one, who will take probably Christian McCaffrey. Let's get this party started. Let's go. Team one is take. Oh, hello.
Jamar Chase.
Jamar Whoa. Chase. Number
and then
one.
Tyreek Hill.
And then Tyreek Hill on to me. I will take the gift wrapped. Just absolutely right in my lap. Christian McCaffrey. I think he should be 101 with the news today that CeeDee Lamb got his big fat contract. I think that CeeDee Lamb has a case for being number one overall, especially in a PPR three wide receiver league. But, you know, Walker is feeling okay with Chuba Hubbard as running back two, thanks to having Christian McCaffrey. So things could be a lot worse here. So after that, we got CeeDee Lamb, Justin Jefferson, Sun God off the board. We're on to Mike at seven. Mike's going to do something crazy. Mike's going to take like.
Mike is for sure taking Bijan Robinson.
I'm taking Bijan Robinson and trading the rest of my draft.
Yeah.
Pick Mike, where he's already is.
Mike was going to pull it. Mike said in the chat today, he was pulling a Ditka. He was trading everything for Bijan Robinson. Sorry, I'm cleaning up Legos so my stupid cat won't eat them. All right. AJ Brown off the board. Then Jahmyr Gibbs, Garrett Wilson, Breece Hall. When was the last time two Jets went in the first round?
Yeah, that's a good point.
Wow. Yikes. Okay. And then we're on to Walker. Go
Matt
ahead.
Forte and Brandon Marshall.
Oh, that's a good bet. Matt Forte and Brandon Marshall. Damn, what's that, like 2011?
Oh, something like that. Really, too long ago.
Back there. Fancy F days. All right. Walker, we're on to you at the turn. You got a good handful of running backs and wide receivers here, and also Kyren Williams.
I mean, he is certainly a player that is available right now.
That is undoubtedly correct.
Why I picked the turn is because I don't usually draft from here, and I haven't really all off season. So I kind of wanted to challenge myself and see if I could actually make a team that I like. I think the pretty clear upside bet here at 112 is Marvin Harrison Jr. So I'm going to take him with the first pick here. And with the second one, I'm struggling a little bit. I don't think I want to take any of these receivers this early. Maybe I take Puka, maybe.
I mean, there are two very strong running backs here.
Yeah, but you know I don't care for Taylor this year.
Yeah, that's true. But also, like, who is a slam dunk pick at this spot? Like, that's what Walker's struggling with, I think, is because it's like just reading off who's on the board for Walker: Saquon, JT, Kyren, Puka, Devontae Adams, Travis Etienne, Drake London, Derrick Henry. It's like, who's the slam dunk pick there? Like, there isn't really one.
Not really, you know. I mean, I think earlier this offseason I would have taken Puka with one of these two picks, but I am not quite as high on Puka as I was initially. I still think he's going to be very good this season, but I don't think I want to wait that well. I don't know. I find it very hard to trust Barkley too, and I have guys that I can get a little later, I think, that I can be content with as RB1.
Grant
if I build
Williams.
My team.
Grant Williams.
Grant Williams.
Puka Nacua, Saquon Barkley, Kyren Williams. I almost did it again. Jonathan Taylor, Devontae Adams off the board. We're back to Mike.
Shit.
Mike's. How did this happen?
Damn it. I wanted Jonathan Taylor. They took him from me.
They took him. Look at how they massacred my boy.
Team 9, curse you.
Where would you draft Jonathan Taylor? Walker 210?
Well, got about probably like, well, I probably would still draft him RB6, I guess. It's just I would take quite a few of the receivers over him. And probably, yeah, probably not even necessarily, maybe like 2-7.
2-7? Okay.
Something like that. Yeah. I mean, I don't love him, but at that point, once you're past like the middle of the second round, there's not really a better bet out there.
Yeah, I kind of feel the same way. I would take him probably where he went, 2-4, but I wouldn't take Williams over him. I would take who was it? Travis Etienne. No, I wouldn't. I would take I would take him 2-3 actually. So a spot before he went. Yeah.
Okay.
Mike would take him 1-2.
Hell yeah, I would. Damn.
Behind Bijan Robinson.
Anthony Richardson 101. All right, so Mike takes Travis Etienne, starting off running back. Good, solid core there for Mike. We got Drake London. We got Team 5 wasting a pick with Chris Olave. Devon Achane to me. So now I've got running back and boy howdy. Let's see it. Receivers here. Do I do the thing that I've done in like every draft and take Mike Evans here as my wide receiver 1?
I figured you were going to do the thing and just build your entire team out of 49ers.
I almost did it. Brandon Ayuk right here. I thought about it. I really did. I really, really did. Because I was like, I wonder how long it would take before they caught on. I'm going to go a little bit crazy here. I'll take my tight end 1, Sam Laporta.
Oh,
see how that plays out. Then Ayuk off the board, Kelsey, Henry, Jacobs back to me, and I'm going to do it, folks. I'm taking Mike Evans as my wide receiver 1. Incredible. Some folks call him Mike 1,000-10 Evans. Hey, he's done it 5 times. There are 6 players who have ever done it 5 times. They're all in the Hall of Fame. He's going the Hall, folks. Then Josh Allen, Lamar Jackson, Nico Collins off the board. Back to Mike. Mike's going to take all running backs. So he's going to take Deebo Samuel.
I should. Woo.
Spicy.
That is Let's spicy. See.
I think.
God dang. There's nothing there.
I could see Mike taking Patrick Mahomes.
I could see that.
I could see Mike taking Michael Pittman. Or Jalen Waddle.
I think Jalen Waddle is Mike's pick. We're just bullying Mike into making a pick.
No, Mike can pick whoever he wants. It doesn't matter to me, but I'm just trying to figure out what his thought process is.
Well, wide receiver is definitely my thought process. It's just mm-hmm. who. Mm-hmm. I'm going to go homie here.
Yeah, fair enough.
Michael Pittman, Isaiah Pacheco, DJ Moore, Deebo Samuel, Pat Mahomes off the board. That Walker's double tapping at the turn again. Harrison and Nakua, they're wide receiver 1 and 2. Going to go a little Rashad White.
I won't be picking Rashad White, no.
I think you should. And Stephon Diggs. Just the absolutely most dreadful turn right there. Jalen Waddle. Okay.
Yeah, I'm taking Jalen Waddle 312. I know I have 3 receivers, but I have the best receivers done. In the league.
Yeah, you're done with the receivers now. So actually, I don't know if you do. Team 6.
Yeah, Team 6 has St. Brown, London, and Collins. That's fair. Yeah, that's pretty damn good too.
What position are we thinking here? Are we just taking best player available? Are we taking another wide receiver? Cooper Kupp?
I will tell you, I'm not going to take a running back.
Walker's going to go on that best ball build to get like 5 wide receivers to start the draft.
I don't like my options right now. I'm debating between Jalen Hurts, DK Metcalf, and Trey McBride.
I'm coming around on DK Metcalf. Between Walker...
My flag plant.
Walker talking about Geno Smith, Mike talking about DK Metcalf. Then I'm seeing a bunch of, hype on Twitter, and I'm thinking I probably was too low on DK Metcalf all offseason. So, Walker, you should definitely take a fourth wide receiver.
Yeah, I just I kind of feel like he is best player available, but I also am not sure I want to miss out on a tight end for, you know, because once it comes back around to me, I feel like my tight end options are going to be pretty slim.
Mm-hmm. You might have Evan Engram, maybe.
Yeah, and past that, then I'm looking at, like, taking Fergo at 6'1", just because I can't not.
Yeah.
But it was all a smokescreen the whole time.
Mark Andrews, Stephon Diggs, Trey McBride, Malik Nabers, Jalen Hurts off the board. We're back to Mike, Bijan, Travis Etienne, Michael Pittman. Where are we going here, Mike? Another wide receiver?
Yeah, I'm going to go with my flag plant.
Yeah, DK Metcalf. You kind of had to there.
Very good pick.
Team six starting off or capping off their three great wide receivers with the worst running back possible.
Yeah, let's take a guy who's going to get 3.6 yards a carry.
Let's get a guy who's just Rashad White, but better as my running back too, Alvin Kamara.
Yeah, I figured that was coming as well.
Ken Walker, CJ Stroud, Cooper Kupp, George Pickens, back to me at wide receiver. And I'm just going to, you know what, I'm going to take a second tight end. I believe in him a lot. I'm going to go Dalton Kincaid here. No, I won't be doing that. I will not be doing that. What I will be doing is walking the walk, because I don't think he comes back to me, and I also think he's a top 15 wide receiver, and that is Rashee Rice.
Wow. That's crazy.
Hey, that's where he should be going, because he is not eating a suspension this year. Sorry, Kev. He is not eating a suspension.
In my home league draft, it's 14 teams, but Rice went at 214.
Jesus. Yeah. I found the one person higher on Rashee Rice than me.
Pick 28.
Oh, my God. Man. Zay Flowers after that. Devonta Smith, Amari Cooper, back to Mike. Mike's got Bijan, Etienne, Michael Pittman, DK Metcalf. Mike, what are we thinking here?
We're thinking quarterback.
Oh!
Big Rich.
Anthony Richardson. Those would be some great four games, Mike.
Yeah, let's do it.
James Conner, T. Higgins, Tank Dell, George Kittle off the board. Walker's premonition about tight ends were true. Could have gotten Kyle Pitts.
Yeah, I'm good on that one.
All right, Walker, where are we going from here?
So I want to make sure I get a good quarterback, plus I can stack him with my likely best receiver. So I'm going to go with Kyler here.
What?
Kyler.
Walker, that's what I was going to do.
Well, that's too bad.
Oh!
It's already been done.
Hold on.
No.
Just undid that pick. Oh, no. Walker redid the pick. How could you do this to me?
But no, I think Murray's in for a very good season. I like the fact that I have both him and his number one receiver. I could have gone ultra Cardinal stack, but I decided against it because I was like, I don't want to have that many eggs in the Arizona Cardinals basket.
Yeah.
But
especially when they run up against like the Seahawks or 49ers defense, and you're like, oh, I got 25 points combined from three spots.
24-13.
Yeah.
Sick, dog. Yeah, that's really good. I mean, it'd be worth it on the times they play the Rams, and it's like 38-35.
Yeah.
But yeah, I'd rather diversify with Andrews, who is comparable and probably still better, honestly. And then, yeah, with my sixth round pick here, I will be finally taking my running back one.
And it is?
Homer, David Montgomery.
DeMont! I think David Montgomery is being slept on again this year. Like, he was good last year, and everybody's acting like, okay, David Montgomery drafters, you had your little fun. But it's like, nothing's really changed. So...
I think Montgomery is gonna have a nice boring 950 yard 10 touchdown season with 24 catches. I mean, he's gonna be very bland, and he's going to finish as like RB16.
Yep, sounds about right. All right, Mike, we're on to you. We got A. Rich stacked with Michael Pittman, as well as DK Metcalf for your wide receivers, and then we got Bijan Robinson and Travis Etienne.
Ooh, thinking about tight end here, but I don't like either of those choices. Kincaid and Ingram are, Njoku is a good choice when healthy, but can he ever stay healthy? I don't know. Wide receiver is a mess. Wide receiver is probably even worse than tight end right now.
There's one wide receiver there I really like.
Really?
Mm-hmm. Chris Godwin.
Yeah, I thought about Godwin, but I think I can get him on the way back. I'm just going to go tight end and go Kincaid.
Wow.
My favorite player.
Wow.
That's crazy.
Mike, off the podcast.
Against all expectation.
Dalton Kincaid. All right, we're back to me. Let's see. I got two running backs, two wide receivers, a tight end. Not feeling these quarterbacks really at this value. Dak, Jordan Love.
I was wrong about Godwin.
Yeah.
Brock Purdy. Oh, yeah. Chris Godwin. Sorry, I have a cat biting me right now. I'm not feeling the value on these quarterbacks. Just going to go another wide receiver, and I'll go a guy that maybe it's crazy, but I have him at wide receiver 19, Rome Odunze. I think that he's going to be the second best guy there. I don't think the reports of Keenan Allen being fat are matter, but I do think that he's been one of the worst route runners in preseason, because apparently they grade that shit now. I think I was talking this offseason about him being the slot receiver, and we saw what happened last season with JSN in the slot. So I'll go with Rome Odunze. I think he'll get the volume. I think he'll be the number two guy there in Chicago.
All right. So, and then we have, let's see, two Jags, Christian Kirk and Evan Ingram, then Jaden Reed and Ramondre Stevenson. So Jeff is not Ramondre Stevenson for Jeff.
I am not. It's not Steven season. Sorry, I got distracted by the cat biting me. Back to me. Let's see. Got my tight end. Got my wide receivers. Got my running backs. Still not digging these quarterbacks.
Because Jeff has decided that Dak Prescott is bad for some reason.
I haven't decided that Dak Prescott is bad for some reason. I've decided that Dak Prescott is not a value where he's being drafted.
I don't know. I mean, I think he's perfectly fine.
Okay, so here's the thing. This is my tier four. Dak Prescott, Jordan Love, Brock Purdy, Caleb Williams, and Jaden Daniels.
Yeah,
those quarterbacks are all available.
Yeah, but I don't know. I don't know why those rookies are in that tier. I'm sorry.
Because they're going to be good, and Jaden Daniels run a lot. Yep.
Jaden Daniels sucks.
Also, let's not forget that my quarterback eight is 125 by rank and by ADP.
That's true. You do love Trevor Lawrence this year.
I don't know how that happened, but I do. All right.
Big Trevor Lawrence guy, Jeff Crisco.
That's right. Big Trevor Lawrence, Drix Crisco. I don't know who I want here. This is gross. Oh, it's double flex. Let's see. So I can look at running backs.
You shouldn't.
I don't know. Tony Pollard.
Oh, yeah. I guess you'd like him.
Raheem Mostert. Let's go. Let's go, baby.
Yeah, that's a pretty good pick.
In my flex, the guy who scored 21 touchdowns last year. I'll take that guy in my flex. Even if he gets half as many touchdowns, that's still 10 to 11 touchdowns.
Yeah. No, he's my flex in my home league, too. I have Etienne, Walker, and Mostert as the three running backs I'm going to start every week.
Nice. All right, Tony Pollard, Terry McLaurin, Xavier Worthy. Sorry, Walker, I interrupted you.
I was gonna say, that's how you win your home league, is just by going like caveman mode.
Just what is just pounding the rock?
I'm just pounding the rock. I got my receivers early. I got CeeDee Lamb and Brandon Ayuk, and then you're gonna
run the damn ball.
We chilled from there. Yeah, it's running the damn ball. Dak's gonna throw it sometimes. And yeah, I mean, I even have Zeke, and he's going to pound the rock too for about 3.3 a tote.
You mean Dalvin Cook's backup?
Did Dalvin Cook sign in Dallas?
Dalvin Cook is visiting with Dallas right now. He could be a Dallas. I haven't checked Twitter. He could be a Dallas Cowboy right now.
Well, thankfully, he's even more washed.
Dalvin cooked, folks.
That's right. We got his ass.
All right. Now it's to Mike. Mike's got a pretty balanced. Mike always ends up with the balanced squad.
I do. I try anyways. So I'm going to go with my third wide receiver here to make three of the three. And the only one really left that's somewhat good that I think DeAndre Hopkins is probably going to be hurt a lot this year, which leads Calvin Ridley, who could be the number one anyways, and Treylon Burks. I don't know
about him.
That guy, yeah, was supposed to be something, but never turned into nothing. So I'm going Calvin Ridley.
Hey, wait a second. Before we talk about that, what about Dalvinless Cooked Boys? How about that, huh?
I don't know what the hell you're talking about.
It's Dalvin Cook and Dallas Cowboys together, but also he's cooked. Folks, definitely we did cooked. It. Walker, I will take Kyler Murray from you again.
Don't you dare.
All right. So after Mike takes Calvin Ridley to round out his three wide receivers of Pittman, Metcalf, and Ridley, Big Ferg is off the board. Jordan Love, Zamir White, Jordan Addison, and we are back to Walker.
Well, at this point, because I have so long between picks, I think once you're past your first, you know, five or six rounds, I think you're in like get your guy territory.
Mm-hmm.
And so I'm going to go with a very good prospect from last year who was used incorrectly. I think he'll be used better this year. Jackson Smith and Jigba.
Ooh. My sister got him in the 11th round in her home draft. The same draft where she took Tevin Coleman.
That's very funny. and then I will be taking a running back who I'm a little surprised is going so late. I know that he isn't the healthiest right now, but well, am I going to take him though? This is tough because I feel like I shouldn't not. I should pick another running back here for sure. But I'm just not super enamored with any of these options.
So running back on the board for Walker right now is Nick Chubb, who was announced today will start on PUP, Javonte Williams, Zach Moss, Austin Eckler, Jonathan Brooks, Jalen Warren, Devin Singletary, Tyjae Spears, Brian Robinson, et cetera, et cetera.
Pre-injury, I would have taken Jalen Warren without a second thought here.
Yeah, but this is like prime dead zone.
Right. I mean,
this is like pure uncut. This is like rubbing it on your gums dead zone.
We're in the uncut dead zone.
Yeah.
Let's see. Jalen Warren says he's going to play week one.
He's more reliable than any doctor the Chargers have had. So,
that's good enough for me.
Jalen Warren, New Hopkins, Nick Chubb, Zach Moss. Lad McConkey? All right, whatever.
Oh, that's early.
Yeah, that's early. All right, teammate, why don't you get a freaking... Oh, man, actually, their team is really balanced. Damn it, teammate. All right, Mike, we're back to you. Mike's got Anthony Richardson, Calvin Ridley, DK Metcalf, Michael Pittman, Bijan Robinson, Travis Etienne, and big Dalton Kincaid fan, Mike Valverde.
Fuck, they took Zach Moss away from me? God damn it.
Mike tilting at Zach Moss.
God damn it. I wanted Zach Moss. Motherfuckers.
Zach Moss has... This is the most Mike's ever tilted. Is over losing Zach Moss in a mock draft.
Damn it. Fuck. It pisses me off.
Mike was absolutely sure he was getting Zach Moss.
I was. I was very sure of it. Motherfuckers took it.
You can take... We have Zach Moss at home, Brian Robinson.
We have better shit. Zach Moss at home, Devin Singletary.
Yeah, I might as well go with Devin Singletary because they took Zach Moss.
Yeah, that'll show them.
They did it.
Well,
Team 10 took Zamir White from him in the previous round.
Yeah, too. I did. Yeah, I got Zamir White taken from me and Zach Moss taken from me. I'm pissed.
Dak Prescott, Brock Bowers, Austin Eckler off the board. Back to me. I got three running backs, three wide receivers. Still not wanting to dip into the quarterback pool yet. I think I can get one on the bounce back. This might kill me. We'll find out. I'm going to go with my boy. Currently my favorite player in the NFL. He will go name for name on name an NBA player with you. Big Keon Coleman. Keon, wide receiver one for the Bills, Coleman. All right, then Jonathan Brooks. Not who the hell is Javonte Brooks? Jonathan Brooks, Hollywood Brown, Javonte Williams, Brock Purdy off the board. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Oh, I'm the only guy who doesn't have a quarterback. Interesting. That means I'm gonna push it.
These CPU teams are gonna take backup quarterbacks, though.
I'm gonna push it one more round so I can get the same guy as Anthony Pollard, and his name is Tyjae Spears.
This guy loves Tyjae Spears.
I do. David Njoku off the board. God damn it, Team Six.
I told you.
Off the board. Deontay Johnson off the board. Caleb Williams off the board. We are to Mike.
Back-to-back quarterbacks for Team 6, huh?
Yeah.
Prescott and Williams.
Team 6 is going to take a third quarterback and just completely blow everything up.
Team 6 was doing really well through three rounds. The fifth round pick, honestly, isn't bad either.
But, yeah, so Team 6 right now. Sun God, great pick. Drake London, great pick. Nico Collins, great pick. Rashad White. Bleh.
Amari Cooper, like it.
Great pick. DeAndre Swift. Xavier Worthy. And then Dak Prescott and Caleb Williams back to back.
Yeah, I like Dak there, but why would you take Caleb Williams in the ninth round when you just took Dak Prescott?
Walker tried to warn me about the robot uprising, but I didn't want to listen.
I did. I told him.
Yeah. All right, Mike.
What's gonna happen?
Where are we going here?
I'm going to go wide receiver and go, let's see, no Watson. I'm going to go Brian Thomas. Why not?
Oh, BTJ Killer. Great pick.
Yes.
As your wide receiver four.
Sorry.
Why not?
I don't think he's that good.
Walker, don't listen to Walker, Mike. It's a good pick.
he's like decent to good, but reports are that Gabe Davis is running ahead of them.
Oh, that's good, because I got Gabe Davis in a league. So, hold on. Damn it. It doesn't have the name of the person. Shit. I was trying to get the name of the person who caught the BTK killer. Because I'd be like, Walker's damn such and such. Because they hate the BTJ killer. All right. Enough of that. I'm so shook. by Walker hating BTJ. All right, Tua off the board. That's fine. Christian Watson, Dalton Schultz, back to Walker. Walker's got two running backs, four wide receivers, my quarterback, and a tight end.
Yep, and I'm going to go with the guy. I've been an evangelist for this player all offseason. He is a little bit banged up right now, so we're continuing the trend of we're going with guys who have had a slightly deflation in value because of a minor injury, and we're betting on the fact that they'll figure it out. I'm going to go with Curtis Samuel here.
Ooh. Also, I'd like to point out, Walker, my home league dynasty team has Puka Nacua, Mark Andrews, Kyler Murray, David Montgomery, and Jaxon Smith-Njigba on it, which is like half of your, or it's like five of your first seven picks.
I like that.
Yeah.
It's a good team. So,
it is a good team. All right, Curtis Samuel. After him, we are going. Walker is going to take Blake Corum.
No.
Trey Benson.
Definitely not.
Zeke Elliott.
Yeah.
Zeke.
Brian Robinson, Jared Goff, T.J. Hockenson, Jaden Daniels off the board. Oh, these computers are cooking me. Okay. Mike, we are back to you.
Yeah.
Mike, take Trevor Lawrence.
I swear to God, I will freak out. I will quit the podcast.
Oh, yes! Damn it.
No, no, no. Mike, was that a bit? Did you do that because Walker told you to?
No, I was actually going to go with Trevor Lawrence.
Son of a bitch! I am fucking toasted. Oh my God.
Put your money where your mouth is and take Matthew Stafford.
I was going to say that, but what I was going to do first was take another non-quarterback. Because wow. I don't learn lessons.
Yeah, very hard-headed over here.
No, I'm going to go with Matthew Stafford. Was a top 10 quarterback last year when everybody was healthy. So, suck on that, nerds. All right. Then Courtland Sutton, Chase Brown, Romeo Doubs, Blake Corum off the board. So, it's back to me. Round 11. I've been slamming that MF and draft button in the double-digit rounds on my boy, Jalen Wright, everybody. He's going to be good, folks. And if Mostert gets hurt or Mostert or Achane get hurt, I'm starting two Miami running backs, baby. Let's go. One of them's going to get 200 yards and two touchdowns.
Probably, yeah.
Cole Kmet, Jerome Ford, Pat Freiermuth off the board. Pat Freiermuth should not be drafted, I would like to point out. He is in a rotation. He is getting Arthur Smith. So, Pat Freiermuth, off your draft boards.
This guy got Arthur'd.
This guy got hashtag Arthur'd. He's sitting there with his little yellow sweater with his fist shaking.
That's right.
All right, Mike, we are back to you. Where are we going here?
I'm going to go wide receiver and go Jacoby Myers.
Jacoby Myers. All right, depth play there. Tyler Lockett, Khalil Shakir, Zach Charbonnet, Justin Herbert. I know Charbonnet. Justin Herbert, then we're back to Walker. Walker is going to take, hold on, their favorite running back, Chuba Hubbard. And I don't know, DJ Chark.
I'm not taking DJ Chark, no. I am going to go a little Brandon Cooks action.
Ooh.
11th round, I think that's pretty good value.
Yeah.
And then I'm going to put my money where my mouth is, and I'm going to take Gabe Davis.
Ooh, there we go. Jerry Jeudy, Chuba Hubbard. No! A.D. Mitchell off the board.
Adonai Mitchell.
Xavier Leggett off the board. Mike, you can't get your Anthony Richardson, A.D. Mitchell stack. But damn, you can still get your Kylan Granson stack. That's still on
the board. Well, he could take Josh Downs here.
Oh, Josh Downs? More like Josh Downs, ooh, the depth chart.
Very well could be. Oh, I just noticed that. I got BTK Killer.
And BTJ. A Raider. Show BTJ, some respect.
BTJ and a Raider. Dennis Raider was the BTJ Killer. Oh, so I got a Raider. And I'm hooking it up.
We right got here. A Raider and a Raider.
I'm really glad to be living through the birth of a consistent bit on the Football Absurdity podcast.
Look, BTJ Killer is a great nickname. It's going to happen. Trust me.
It is pretty good.
Yeah. I'm going to go with Mr. Pass Catcher, Antonio Gibson.
Oh, Tony Gibson off the board. Luke Musgrave, Jordan, Josh Palmer. Wait. Ooh. Oh, Jordan Palmer is the. Do not draft Jordan Palmer, Maddie. My sister, you hear that? Do not draft Jordan Palmer.
Carson Palmer's shitty brother.
Back to me. I need some running back here. No, I have plenty of running back. I got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
You need some wide receiver.
Yeah, I need some wide receivers. And how about this?
Yeah, the top guy on the board.
Have you guys heard of this guy? Some folks say he can go for 1,010. He's gotten 1,000 yards before. He's got 10 touchdowns before. Why can't he put them together? That's what they don't want you to know.
Yeah, they don't want you to know that he's 29 years old coming off a torn ACL.
All right, Kirk Cousins, J.K. Dobbins, Rico Dowdle off the board. Rashid Shaheed off the board. What do we got here? Oh my God. These players are all bad.
You could go with Fantasy Twitter's favorite wide receiver.
Who's Josh Downs?
No, Dontavian Wicks.
Dontavian Wicks? What I'm going to do instead is I'm going to go with my favorite wide receiver here.
Adam Thielen?
Adam hooked on a Thielen, baby. Jalen Polk, Baker Mayfield, Tyson Chandler, Chandler, why do I do that? It's freaking nice.
Well, he was a basketball player.
That's why I do it.
At least you're remembering a guy at that time.
Isn't his name like Tykevious?
Ty Chandler?
Yeah, it's Tykevious.
Tykevious Chandler. You should just go by that.
Yeah, I remember discovering this on the podcast and crying on mic because I was laughing so hard. Not like when I cried on mic when the Titans drafted AJ Brown. I was apoplectic. All right. And I was right. They screwed it all up. Now he's an Eagle. Way to go, Titans. Mike, your second to last pick. We're in the deep depths of it. You took Jacoby Myers and Antonio Gibson with your last two picks. And Trevor Lawrence specifically to fuck with me.
I'm going to go rookie here. Tight end Ben Snotted or Sinnott.
Ben Sinnott's. Sinnott, a bad pick. Sinnott, a bad pick, Mike.
Huh? Thank you. I like it.
Tyler Algier, Josh Downs the depth chart. Ade Cotton, Dontavian Wicks off the board. Walker with your last two picks. You've got a whole mess of receivers, a whole mess of running backs.
I have three running backs.
You only have three running backs?
Yeah.
Yeah, you have a whole mess of receivers. You need some goddamn running backs.
Yeah, I'm going to take two shots on guys who they're going to be the primary backup running back on teams that have starting running backs who aren't that great. And I'll just hope that these guys end up being better than I think they are and taking the job. So first off, I'll go with Jeff's boy, Bucky Irving.
Woo! Bucky. That was going to be my last pick.
And then I will take
Sean
Tucker. I don't know whose boy this is, but we're going to go with Ray Davis.
Ray Davis. I've been getting Ray Davis in places. Kendre Miller, who Dennis Allen hates, off the board. Ricky Pearsall, Jaleel McLaughlin, Marshawn Lloyd. One thing I just want to say, this is an apology. Dwayne McBride was cut today.
Yeah.
Goodbye.
When will you apologize for Marshawn Lloyd touts?
Never. I gave up on that.
Oh, okay, good.
Did you hear me tout him like once after the draft?
You were saying he was wide receiver. I did a Jeff.
Yeah.
Just half-heartedly trying to own me.
I said he was like running back like four or three.
I think it was three. Yeah. Which it's a weak class, but I mean,
yeah,
he can't hold on to the ball.
Is that important?
That's the whole thing.
I don't know about that. I'm not so sure about that, Walker.
Okay.
All right, Mike, your last pick.
Because I never stop believing. I always have faith. This guy has to be my guy.
Yeah.
Jalen Weidermeyer. All right.
Let's go.
With another Trey Regis pick going after Kamani Vidal. And then Taysom Hill, Darnell Mooney, and then Ode to My Sister. With my last pick, I will be taking Tevin Coleman.
Nice.
And then Isaiah Likely goes with the next pick.
And then the bad man goes last.
Yeah, the final pick of the draft is the bad man.
All right, let's run these down really quick. I have, at quarterback, just like I planned it out, the whole draft, nobody got me at all. I'm good. This is what I wanted. I'm laughing, actually. Matthew Stafford. I'm not mad. I am laughing. At quarterback. At wide receiver, I have Mike Evans, Rashee Rice, Roma Dunze, Keon Coleman, Mike Williams, Adam Thielen. I went a little young and old there. I have six receivers. Three are older than dirt, and three are rookies.
Yeah. Very interesting. Well, Rice is second year, but yeah.
Oh, yeah. I mean, Rice, second year. Yeah. Rookie or second year. Sorry.
No, I think you're... You know, your top two are good. Odunze, I think that's fine for wide receiver three. He should do fine there. Coleman, that's a boom-bust wide receiver four for sure. Mike Williams, I can understand why you like him. I'm
1,010, baby.
I'm not in, but I get it. And then Adam Thielen, yeah, he's cheap points.
Yeah, he's cheap points. All right, running back, Christian McCaffrey, Alvin Kamara. My top two running backs are going to get, like, 160 targets. So I'll take that. Raheem Mostert, Tyjae Spears, Jalen Wright, just upside guys there, and Tevin Coleman to own my sister. And then at tight end, I took Sam Laporta in the second round, which honestly, I don't really want back. Like, you know, we always ask, like, do you want any of your picks back? And honestly, I don't like want that pick back. Nothing. The only thing I kind of really regret is taking Tyjae Spears, like Walker warned me.
Yeah, I mean, it's not even the player. Like, I like Tyjae Spears there. It's just you have three good running backs, and Spears is, like, never going to play on this team. And
yeah,
you could have gotten, like, a guy that you actually wanted.
Like Goff or Daniels or Caleb or Trevor Lawrence. But, yeah, Walker goes, hey, you know these robots are probably going to take a second quarterback, right? And then five more quarterbacks go off the board before I pick again.
Yeah, yeah, the exact five guys you're looking at too.
Four and Tua. I'm out on Tua till he shows me he can play in December.
That's fair. That's fair. Yeah, because that's when the fantasy playoffs are, baby.
That's right. It's called Week 17 correlation, Walker. Look it up.
So I do think your running backs are very good.
Yeah.
I like the running back room a lot. The wide receivers I think are solid. That's just like a B.
How about that tight end?
Tight end A, of course.
A++.
But quarterback, I'm unfortunately going to have to give you a D there.
Thank you for being so generous with my grade there.
So I mean, Matthew Stafford, I can't give Stafford an F.
That's an F+.
So two A's, a B, and a D. So that averages out to like a B+ range. So I think you did pretty good.
That's right where I lived my whole life, in the BB+ range. Let's go. All right, Mike, let's talk about your squad.
At quarterback, I got Anthony Richardson and his rival on the far east coast of Jacksonville, Trevor Lawrence.
You shit. Taking Trevor Lawrence for me.
I think with Mike taking Anthony Richardson, I can understand taking a backup quarterback in that instance.
Considering when he drafted him, I said, that'll be great for four games.
Right.
Exactly. Yeah. Yep. Running back is kind of a concern because I have no depth whatsoever. I have Bijan Robinson, Travis Etienne, which is solid. But after that, Devin Singletary, Antonio Gibson. So I'm pretty screwed if Robinson or Etienne goes out.
I think Singletary is a perfectly fine RB3, honestly, because if you put him in to your RB2 slot or your flex slot, he's probably going to average like 11 or 12 points. Like, I don't think he's going to do great, but he's a guy who will soak up enough touches to be a safe play.
Yeah, he's getting like 17 or 15 to 17 touches a week, like every week. There's nobody else there to take touches at running back.
And I think if you wouldn't have done a bit with your last pick, you probably would have taken another running back, would be my guess.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah, just because it's not good. Wide receivers: Michael Pittman, DK Metcalf, Calvin Ridley, Brian Thomas, and Jacoby Myers.
Picks you want back?
Yeah.
Any picks I want back? I could regret the Dalton Kincaid pick. Instead of going Kincaid, I could have gone Ingram, and that could have been a better situation for myself. But outside of that, I'm okay with what I did. Of course, Weidermeyer, but that's just a bit kind of thing.
Mike, I drafted a retired guy.
So yeah, I'm okay with what I have. I'm pretty happy with what I got. Antonio Gibson is probably another guy that I could probably deal with.
You needed a running back though. That was
you got
to the point. But I mean, with Bijan and Travis Etienne, like, if you built more depth there, you might have been in trouble. You know, because you're only so deep at wide receiver, like. Calvin Ridley, Brian Thomas, those things could fall apart. Yep. And you need to start three of them. So you kind of needed to tilt towards wide receiver, I think, more so than running back. So, you know, I mean, it's this strategy where my sister drafted Christian McCaffrey first overall. I was like, wait on your second running back. You don't need a second running back to pop off like immediately. And that's right. Kind of what you did, but with a third running back. So I have no problem with it. No problem at all whatsoever, except for taking Trevor Lawrence. All right. Walker, on to you.
Yeah, quarterback, Kyler Murray, which I know Jeff likes.
Son of a bitch.
Big fan of that pick. Running backs, obviously it's a little bit light because I did go so heavy at receiver early in the draft. David Montgomery, Jalen Warren, Ezekiel Elliott, and then Bucky Irving and Ray Davis. Yeah, I mean, it's, I don't love it, especially considering Jalen Warren is a little banged up. But if need be, I can start David Montgomery and Ezekiel Elliott week one and just go heavy receiver with the flexes, because my first three picks were Marvin Harrison, Puka Nacua, and Jalen Waddle, who will never leave the starting lineup.
Mm-hmm.
And then I've got Jaxon Smith-Njigba, Curtis Samuel, Brandon Cooks, and Gabe Davis. And I think two of those four guys should work out. And that's my two flexes. So I'm pretty much safe there. And then tight end is good with Mark Andrews. So, yeah, I mean, obviously, when you have more than 10 teams, you're going to have to sacrifice a position, so to speak. But I think that I navigated it decently well. Again, I would have liked to get a little bit better depth at running back. I just, the way the board fell, I didn't think the need for depth at running back outweighed taking the best player available, in my opinion.
Yeah, and I mean, the one thing that I always come back to is that your team now isn't what your team's going to be in week like 8. So, yeah. You know, you can take a depth guy or you can take a player that you think will crack your starting lineup. And that's what you did. So, all right. Any picks you would want back, Walker?
I mean, I don't know. Because I don't know who else I would have picked if I didn't pick Jalen Warren there. I mean, I could have picked Devin Singletary, I guess. I could have picked Jonathan Brooks and just like tried to wait it out, but with my team construction, I didn't think that made sense. Mm-hmm. I don't know. I mean, if I earlier in the season, I wouldn't have taken Marvin Harrison with either of those picks. I would have taken Nacua and Barkley, but I don't know. I guess I'm just going upside youth movement with that one. I figure if you're picking at the back end of the first round, you might as well swing for the fences there.
Yeah. All right. So let's talk about, I'm just going to read back our May mock draft. It was a super flex mock draft. So things did turn out a little bit different, but Walker had from the third spot, Patrick Mahomes, Trevor Lawrence, Derek Carr at quarterback.
Okay.
They're running back, Saquon Barkley, Zamir White, Raheem Mostert, Brian Robinson, Blake Corum.
That's not great. Raheem Mostert, I like.
At wide receiver, Chris Olave, DK Metcalf, Keenan Allen, Tyler Lockett, and Dontavian Wicks.
That sucks. DK Metcalf, good, but holy shit, the rest of that is bad.
Tight end, Evan Ingram.
Okay, that's fine. But I have like no star. How did I get a team with no stars except for Mahomes?
You got Mahomes and Saquon.
Saquon, I guess, yeah.
Yeah, but then it's because you went Chris Olave in the third.
Yeah, Chris Olave, which, whatever. I mean, Chris Olave's going to finish like wide receiver 13.
Yeah.
So it's just, there's no real profit there.
Yeah, the pick before yours was Marvin Harrison. So.
Mm.
All right, Mike, your picks. CJ Stroud, Geno Smith, and starting quarterback for your Las Vegas Raiders, Gardner Minshew.
Hell yeah, let's go.
Back, you know, in what? May, Mike called it.
I kind of like that quarterback room.
It's not hell bad.
Yeah. I do. Good. I like, if you're not going to get a running guy, I think Stroud as QB1 is the best non-runner you can get, basically. And Geno at QB2 is like one of the best non-runner QB2s you can get. So No, I think that that's well constructed.
And Mike getting Gino and Minshew in rounds 11 and 14 in a super flex draft. I remember we were begging Mike to take a quarterback.
Yeah, he just kept waiting, and for some reason he got away with it.
Yeah, get shit on Team 4 for taking J.J. McCarthy, idiot.
Ooh.
Moron.
Way to not see the future, dum-dum. All right, running back, Jonathan Taylor, Ken Walker, Zach Moss, and A.J. Dillon. A.J. Dillon going before nobody else that matters. Tykevious Chandler, Marshawn Lloyd, Damian Pierce, Rico Dowdle, Kendre Miller. All right, wide receivers. If this was, Mike, let me tell you, if this was 2019, you're running the league. We got Devontae Adams. We got Stephon Diggs.
Eesh.
We got Cooper Kupp.
Eesh.
Jordan Addison and Xavier Leggett.
Yikes.
So the depth is bad, but I
Adams,
like...
Adams, Diggs, Kupp, baby.
I like Adams and Kupp. Diggs, not so much.
Just close your eyes. Pretend it's 2021.
Yeah.
Yeah, there for real.
All right. And then at tight end, Mike's got George Kittle and Dalton Schultz. Which Mike took Dalton Schultz specifically to not take another quarterback, I remember.
Yes. Yeah, that was his big bit in that draft. Mike's always got a bit going on, you know. You might not discern it right away, but there's always something.
He's not like me where I'm like, "Do you see the bit? I'm doing a bit. Do you understand there's a bit going on right now?"
Right. Pretty good. The bit I'm doing, huh?
Yeah, huh? Are you seeing this? The bit? All right. The bit that I did in this draft is drafting a goddamn good team. We got at quarterback Anthony Richardson, Kyler Murray. I picked from 11.
Wow, let's go.
That's all really right. Good.
And your starting quarterback for your Tennessee Titans, mail boy himself, Will Levis.
Hell yeah. Let's go.
Same Mike likes it.
At wide receiver, we got Brandon Ayuk. Hopefully, you're starting wide receiver for the 49ers. I am no longer asking 49ers. You got to get your shit together. Brandon Ayuk, Michael Pittman, Jaden Reed, and my boy, Keon Coleman.
Keon.
Yeah, I mean, I think you should have drafted more of them.
I think so, too.
But the guys you have are pretty good.
This was before I discovered that I loved Adam Thielen, and I took Ben Sinnott before Adam Thielen in the last round. So, running back. Got these guys in the 5th, 6th, and 7th. I would just like to point out James Cook, Alvin Kamara, Ramondre Stevenson.
Alvin Kamara, of course.
Of course. You got him. And then Antonio Gibson. And then remember when I said, I will never leave a draft without this guy. Round 12, pick 2, from the very beginning, folks. Jalen Wright.
Wow. Okay. Yeah. You and Tony have both been all over Jalen Wright all offseason.
That's right. Spelled W-R-I-G-H-T.
G-H-T.
And then my tight end suck ass, Dallas Goedert and Ben Sinnott.
That's bad. You should have drafted Isaiah Likely.
I should have. Isaiah Likely didn't go off the board in this draft. Hold on. Damn, I can't change it now. They got rid of the commish powers are over because the draft is over.
Yeah, get shit on, Jeff.
Yeah, so, all right. Next time you hear us will be next week where we will be previewing week one. No, we won't. We will be previewing Thursday night football and Friday night football. And then talking about
In Brazil.
And we'll be talking all of our predictions for the season.
And don't worry about that because Jeff can say it. He's Portuguese.
I can. Portuguese, folks.
That's right.
This
guy loves Cristiano Ronaldo.
Dude, and Linguisa. Woo, let's go. Get a little soupish. So
hell yeah.
Get a little soupish. A little tramouche. Woo. Soupish is, by the way, the weirdest dish that has ever been made. Imagine just like a normal ass pot roast, okay?
Yeah.
Normal pot roast. Your normal spices, your normal everything. And then when you're cooking it, you throw some mint leaves in there for no good reason.
Okay. I mean, that's fine, I guess. But yeah, I don't get it, but sure, fine.
My wife took one bite of it when I made it the one time, and she was like, "This is the worst thing I've ever had in my life." She also missed out on how you have to do a reverse French onion soup with it. You put crusty sourdough bread in the bottom. Let it soak everything up. Yeah.
Interesting. I'm not going to lie. It sounds kind of good.
It is good, but my wife hates it. Yes, so next week. We'll be back on Tuesday. We're going to talk our season predictions. We're going to preview, was it Chiefs, Ravens, and Eagles?
Packers.
Ooh, maybe Jordan Love and Jalen Hurts will run into each other and die. And we don't have to worry about them anymore.
Jeff and I are plotting San Francisco Detroit V2.
That's right. Walker and I are both the sickos guy outside the window.
Except this time, the final
outcome. No. Final outcome will be the same.
I don't think so.
Okay. So we'll find out next week all of our predictions.
I thought you were going to say, we'll find out next week whether the 49ers or the Lions win the NFC Championship game.
Also, I don't know why I'm doing so bad on this dismount, but I'm going to say something right here, right now. We always pick first coach to be fired. We have to pick one who isn't Dennis Allen. I'm putting my foot down.
Okay. And non-Dennis Allen edition.
Non-Dennis Allen edition, because let's all be clear. Dennis Allen ain't making it to Thanksgiving.
Probably not, no. The Saints are bad, and no one likes him.
Yeah, everybody hates him. So he
seems like an asshole.
And he actively hates his third-round pick from last year.
Yeah, I don't. I don't know what he's doing.
Being a little dick. All right, for Mike and Walker, this is Jeff. Thanks for listening. Mike, final words.
Well, bye.
Bye.
See ya.